Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive. The message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, at the 7:01 hour Central Standard Time here, United States, we welcome you all far and near listening to us here on Blog Talk Radio on Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. And if you don't mind for the minute here, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we bless this day and pray for all those who persecute us, for all those who are cruel in their attitude towards us. We bless them and not curse them. And Father, we pray that our love would abound more and more in knowledge, and dear Lord, in all judgment. Help us, Lord, to approve things that are excellent according to your word. Help us to be sincere and without offense to the day that you return. Help us, Lord, to be filled with the fruits of your righteousness. And Father, we pray that everywhere we go that we will commit or be committed this day to planting the seeds of love. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for dear Lord, preparing hearts ahead of time to receive this love of the Lord Jesus. Father, we know this day that these seeds will produce your love in the hearts of those to whom they are given. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you and praise you that as we flow in your love and wisdom, we know that people are being blessed by our lives and ministry. And Father, we thank you for helping us to find favor and compassion and loving kindness with others in Jesus' name. So therefore, Lord, root us deep in your love. Help us, Lord, to be found securely on your love. And Father, help us to come to know that you are on our side and nothing is able to separate us from your love according to your word, Father, which is in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank God for this opportunity to come before you guys today. This is Sunday. Those of you who follow us on Sunday, this is a full gospel message for Brother Eddie Lee. And as we wait for our brother to come on, I once again thank God for this opportunity to give the message of the word to all of you that are listening. And we are humbled that our Lord has opened such a door. And there are more doors that he's going to open for us to get this message out. People, this is seriousness. The delivering of the gospel is serious. The carrying of the word to the lost is serious. The giving of the word of healing to those who are sick and diseased is serious. It is a serious cause. And we are seeing today many who are professing to be Christians have presented a watered-down gospel to the people. They have made light of the gospel. They have tried to use the gospel for envious gains, to get money, to be seen as great in the eyes of the people. But the Lord is raising up a people who are for him in their hearts. They're raising up a people who are serious about his word, a people that is willing to go through for him just to get the message of life to those who are body in death. And dear Lord, this day, we thank God for the doors he are opening for his people, even in this nation, to carry the fullness of the gospel to the people in this country. And I thank God for the Christians in the other countries who have been going through the highest level of persecution that I could even imagine. And I thank God for their faith, because their faith, hallelujah, blesses me to see believers and no believers who have gone through atrocities and still holding to the faith and still proclaiming the gospel. Hallelujah. It's an encouragement to me. And I can see the revival of the Lord even breaking out first in other countries, because we are noticing and coming and getting reports of believers who have went through atrocities but still pressing on to even come to service where the word of God is preached, where many of us here in this country have a church building down the street and we won't get out of the bed to even hear the sermon. Many of us have Bibles in our homes, where there are many across seas who have to have Bible snuck into their houses or have to have Bible study underground, while we here in America can at this time have Bible study in our yard and not have to worry about policemen stopping on their brakes and coming and beating us in our yard and dragging us and putting us in the police car, at least not yet. So the spreading of the gospel is serious. And you guys have heard us talk about on the broadcast, God giving it to us to expand. And we're looking at other avenues and doors that God is going to open, people, to get this message out. We want you to come and understand that we believe in the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in the work. We believe in the sending of the Elijah, like he said, in the word of God. We believe in the work of restitution, restoration, like he said. And we want you guys to understand that we take this thing seriously. We're not just a bunch of people coming on here each day trying to entertain you or take up your time. But we are people who have been given a commission by the Lord Jesus Christ to spread the word of God to those of you that are listening, whether you are in this country or whether you are in other countries abroad. The Lord Jesus loved you one and all, and he is the creator of all mankind. And no one possessed the power of creation like him. You know, the heavens and earth shows his wisdom. It shows his knowledge and his understanding. And it's amazing how he put things together and caused things to flow like they do, because he's all powerful. Hallelujah. And no power can match his. So no matter where you're faced with, whether it is sickness and disease working power against you, or Satan himself, or whatever it may be, always keep in mind that there is no power greater than the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that many that profess Christ will have you to trust in man and have you to look to what man say. But I'm here to point you to the one who you should look to. And that's Jesus Christ. We're living in a time right now that even though challenges have gotten more and more intense, trials have gotten more intense, it is still expected of us by the Lord Jesus Christ to carry this gospel. It makes me think of the times of Paul and Peter, who did not have Cadillacs, who did not have Buick cars, who did not have airplanes to travel on, who did not have telephone, where they could call people from hundreds of miles away and talk to them. But it made me think about them, how they had to go walking and riding on horses. So there was the transportation that day. Sometimes journeys took a day or two just to walk or just to get there, but they carried the gospel. Hallelujah. I think about that, people. I think about how that they pressed on and still carry the gospel. And for some of us, if our car give us problems, we don't even want to carry the gospel out. We don't want to do anything. And some of us is just sitting around not doing anything. And that's the word of God say, waiting for something great to shake us. Some of us have been talking about what we would do if we had this or we had that. But understand this. It's not a thing where you have to start off with something great. If you want to be entrusted with something great from God, you have to be faithful in that which is little that you have. Please hear me when I say this. Let's stop the excuses. Let's not continue to neglect our call in Christ Jesus. Let's not continue to lay down to the enemy and listen to the whispers of Satan and our flesh that tells us that we can't do it. We're not good enough. We're not smart enough. We don't have as much knowledge as this person and that person. Let us not continue to do this. Let us repent and arise to the place that God has us. Let us learn to work together in Christ Jesus to accomplish the goal that Jesus wants to be done, and that is in spreading the gospel in its fullness. Let us stop letting the enemy cause contention to come among us and be separated. Yet we're claiming we're serving the same God. And we act as if he is pleased by what we're doing. We act as if as though God is saying, you go, boy, you go, girl. Yeah, you don't be on his side and you don't be on that side. Let's stop the nonsense. And let's see the goal. And the goal is to please Jesus Christ, our Lord. God bless you, sister.
Amen. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Good to hear from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Let's press on, people, in the Lord.
Amen.
Let us do what Christ has instructed us to do. Let us get rid of the excuses, because the excuses will not get you over.
Amen.
The Lord is raising up a people. And if your mind is set as if God cannot do this thing without you, understand this, that he has people who are willing to say yes.
Amen.
He has people who are willing to press through and go through just to deliver the gospel in its fullness. He got people that is willing to walk. He's got people that's willing to sacrifice seed, even money, for the spreading of the word. So just in case you get in your mind that you can't be replaced, the Lord Jesus Christ will show you, yes, you can.
Yeah.
I want to patch Amen. On my brother and my sister. God bless you, Brother Lee. God bless you, Sister Anderson. God bless.
God bless. God bless. Amen.
Hello, everyone.
Amen.
Hello. Well, that's a seasonal blessing that we're all together again by the grace and the gift of our Lord Jesus to again be speaking and declaring the goodness of our Lord. So hello, everyone, and to all you and your family and loved ones, and we are blessed together today.
Amen.
He has permitted us.
Yes.
From the foundation of the world, he has declared and said, this is the day.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord has made that we will be gathered together on the talk show radio, declare his goodness. And thank God. Thank God. Well,
thank God.
Thank
God.
How's Brother Donald doing?
Amen.
Sister Addison?
Yes, sir.
Oh, how is Brother Donald?
He's still in intensive care. Sister Ola is thinking that possibly he might have been, some of his problems might have came from some of the medications in which he told to give him. And that's what started the bleeding. He was hemorrhaging, and that's when she took him to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, may the Lord, if he's so in his wisdom, that he's been through quite a bit. He and together.
And
the grace of God continues to use them in this life.
Yeah.
to do. You did you see the crows?
No, sir. They were sick.
Wow. Well, let's act like Jesus is still alive.
Amen.
And what he used to do and still doing.
Amen.
The Bible declares that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good.
Yes, yes.
Healing all that were sick,
mm-hmm.
that were oppressed of the devil.
Yes.
Let's act like we believe that Chief Apostle Peter was so close and near him and in him that they put people in the street, laying
mm-hmm.
them in the street, that Peter, when he would pass by, they are hoping and believing that his shadow would overshadow them and they would be made whole. That's a different kind of faith.
Amen.
They were believing that his shadow had more power than we would have today. Just Peter's shadow.
Yeah.
That's a powerful shadow. His shadow would bring.
Amen.
Deliver. That's something we ought to strive for in Christ.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Just can you imagine today that someone and some will be and some may be in the world would be that people were laying in the streets and that's walking by the faith of Jesus, that this person or person, that shadow will just get the job done. So let's get some shadow Christians together.
Yeah,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
While they arguing, fighting, I say, I got a better deal for you. Let your shadow overshadow somebody and make them whole. If you don't have anything else better to do but to fight and argue and trouble and be distressed and cause pain,
mm-hmm.
why not do something else?
Amen.
Why don't you rub elbows with Jesus, the
yes.
Christ, and mm-hmm. let your shadow do more work than your mouth do?
Amen. Amen.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Yes, Lord. What a blessing.
Well, let's Lord, do something for in the Church of Christ with Elijah message that the shadow would get out and the whole around the world will hear about these people that are gathered together in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then all they do is walk by in the shadow, get something done. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Lord. Amen.
Well, let's do like Elijah. You know, the prophet of Israel, I think child was dead, and he gave it some artificial respiration, got on top and breathed on the person three times or something, and they came back to life. Let's mm-hmm. get so much thing that we just breathe on somebody two or three times and bring them back to life again. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You know, I think it's very artificial that people can proclaim a lot of stuff, and all they have to do is prove it.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And they don't have to say much, and they can prove with evidence that they'll have the spirit and power of Elijah. Then we'll know who is the real deal without saying a word.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, oh, you got all this authority, and we got this, and we have this. But do you have anything in your shadow? Can your shadow do what Peter did? So we'll start who's who right quick. We're lined up to three people or four people that we are this and we have this. Okay, let us see. Line up those four people, four groups, and said, walk down the street, and let's see how much power your shadow has got. So we'll find out who wins.
Amen.
So I think that would straighten out a lot of problems.
Amen.
I think that'll put the spotlight on everybody, won't it?
That's right.
Yeah, that'll prove something really real, wouldn't it?
Amen. Sure will.
Well, let's see, because the proof is always in the pudding.
Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus.
I said the proof is always in the pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Bible says, and the word of the Lord says, Elijah, the Tishbite prophet, proved that God was real.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Let us settle a lot of arguments about, you know, people like to argue and debate who is this and who is that. Well, I tell you, what if God says, okay, since you say you're this or that, let's find out. Let's find out. So I think why God gives us enemies is to find out, do we real love in our lives?
Uh-huh.
What do you think? That God give us, have some enemies who despise and come against us, and through it, he proves, or rather many people will see, how much love you got in your life.
Yeah.
You think? Mm-hmm. How is that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
When you got your enemies rising against you, they're going to check you at the gate and see how much love of God do you got in your life. That would prove. And we can all look and see how much of the love of God is in your life and my life. And
amen.
I think that would be one of the things that would be proven. So thank God. Who can thank God for the enemies today, proving that the love of Christ is really in my life? Who can give glory to God for their enemies who are pushing their faith to the limit to saying that God is real in my life?
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yes. Your enemies prove a lot about where you are in God and I in God, don't they?
Yes,
oh, yes. Thank God. Yeah. Thank God. God's got to test to prove everything. He got to test to prove everything. Hallelujah. Because if you want to know how good the tree is, walk by and see what's on the tree, whether apple's good or not good.
Uh-huh.
And you say, wow. Go in the grocery store and get all of those oranges and peel them back and see whether they are what they say they are. So, we're living in a time where to put up or shut up.
And amen.
We're living in a day where the Son of God, as Romans says, the whole world waited for the sons of God to prove and manifest that the very sons of God are to be manifested. Now, we got enough trouble to go around. I don't believe Christians should run around beating themselves. We got enough trouble to go around, don't you think?
Yeah.
if you haven't got enough to deal with, if you Christians want to argue about, you know, this and that and go down the street and we're the apostolic and we're the this and we're that and we're this and we're the first and we're the second, I said, okay, I agree with you. This is what we're going to do. We're going to send you over, and we're going to make like that you're Daniel and the Hebrew boy.
Uh-huh.
And then are we going to send you and find out, as Jesus met the 10 lepers.
Uh-huh.
Paul, we're going to send you to prove you the woman had the issue of blood, and we all can point to you, but surely you are the first. So,
yeah, yeah.
We don't have to argue about a lot of things. All we got to let the proof be in the pudding.
Yes.
Now, who got the best cake? Who got the best lemon pie? Let's taste and see. Well, I hope y'all had a wonderful day today and a blessed day.
Amen.
Thank God for your children, your grandchildren, your husbands. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for your husbands. Anybody can say anything for their wives and their husbands and their children that they're well today? Can't you be grateful today?
Amen.
Yeah.
Can't we all rejoice together that we are alive together again by the grace of our Lord?
Amen.
We can say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Lord.
Can we say wonderful Jesus?
Wonderful.
Can we say, Lord, I really love you. I really love you. I really love you, Jesus. I really love you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
That long as, since we said it, and the devil might be listening, he says, I'm going to check you out tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
He said, Monday come around. I heard what you said. I'm going to give you a check tomorrow.
Yeah.
I will see. That sounds very religious. I want to find out how real it is. Thank you, God. You think that he'll check us out when he hears us saying things? But we can put that devil mouth shut and prove that he's a liar. Prove that the devil is a liar.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank
we
you,
can
Jesus.
Prove and put the devil not onto a flight, but prove that he's a liar every day when he come around. Because we can put the proof that speaks louder than anything. Yes, I want to get to the place that I can walk down the street and the sick and the demon possessed and the trouble that your shadow can pass by.
Amen.
And become well. I think that's a good goal. It may be a lordy goal, but I think it's better than most. I said, thank God for my enemies, because my enemies keep me on my knees and keep me looking to Jesus, the author of my faith. Amen. Sometimes your own children keep you on your knees. Your own wives and husbands make you keep praying.
Yeah. So true. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Whatever pushes you to get close to Jesus, I think it's well worth it. Whatever happens in your life pushes you to get close to Jesus, it's worth sometimes. I think it's worthwhile to move you closer to Christ. I think it's worth it.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
It is.
All right. So anyone got anything that can want to be thankful to the Lord today? This is Handmaiden Night. We're grateful for you. Just thinking about you all today, we're grateful that we are communing and talking again together around the world to those who are far off and have great needs. So anyone have a say-so to the people that's around the world? Anybody want to speak or say or pray or agree or declare? Today is the day.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I guess the saints don't have anything to say to the world. Opportunity to come when you said one day I'm on the radio, on the TV, and I got something to say to the world. Now the time is coming. The Lord has given us great opportunities. declare mm-hmm. what and who he is. I think we ought to take advantage of it. Thank
yeah.
God for our moderator, Brother Nathaniel Hunt of Durant, Mississippi. Thank God that his wife is back home. We are grateful
mm-hmm.
for the Lord's grace, abiding
so
and working. We're praying for Apostle, what is his name, Savage, Paul Savage. He's sick, and the Lord is bringing him through to victory.
Yeah.
So let's
amen.
Say amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's
thank
say
Jesus.
Sheila Crow and Larry Crow,
yeah.
the Lord Jesus
yeah.
is stretching out his hand and bringing them to victory.
Amen.
Amen.
You,
can you say
Jesus.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Can
amen.
You say I'm stretching my hand of faith and grace to Donald Trump? No. Yes, he could use it too, but Donald
uh-huh.
Thompson also needed for our faith to work. So we're stretching out for Donald Thompson and for his wife that the Lord
yeah.
stretches
yes,
out
Lord.
His hand of deliverance and it's well with them. Can you say
yes,
amen?
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can you say thank
amen.
You, Jesus? Can you say thank
you,
Jesus?
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank hallelujah.
You,
can you say
thank
you, Jesus? Thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Can
you
say
Lord.
The Lord is touching with his
thank
finger, and we agree
yes.
that he's
yes.
saying, be well.
Yes. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Be well, Leonard
yes.
Gray's wife, and Washer
yes.
Greenwell, and Eddie Seacrest's wife, the Lord
yes.
working and touching their need. Can you say
yes.
amen?
Amen.
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 That the victory
yes.
and a miracle is with the touch
yes.
of the living Christ.
Amen.
Can we say
amen?
Amen. He's raising them up and doing the impossible.
Yes.
Can we say
yes.
amen,
yes.
Jesus?
Lord.
Amen.
Amen,
Lord
amen.
Jesus.
Amen,
amen, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen, amen, Lord Jesus. You
amen.
Are the same yesterday,
amen.
The same today,
yes.
and the
yes,
same
Lord.
Tomorrow, and you have
yes,
not
Lord.
Changed. Can we say thank
you,
Jesus?
Thank
you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can
yes.
we say, reborn Karen Wilkinson, that she
yes.
made completely whole because you are
yes.
the same of faith today, the same faith
yes,
of
Lord.
Yesterday, and you speak
yes.
today, and you heal
yes,
today.
Lord.
Can we say
yes,
amen, amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord
amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
That
you've been
Jesus.
Good and better than good
Jesus.
And more
hallelujah.
Than good. And we live
yes.
today because
thank
your goodness
you,
has compassed us about.
You,
can
Jesus.
You say amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are living, we are breathing and alive, and we're on this but, network to declare your glory.
Yes.
And we say glory, glory, glory,
Lord
glory.
Jesus.
Worthy
glory,
is the
glory,
Lamb.
Glory,
worthy
glory,
is the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Worthy is the Lamb. Glory. Worthy
is
the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world
hallelujah.
To redeem us unto God by
Jesus.
His blood. Jesus said, worthy
yes,
is the Lamb. Holy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're grateful together, beloved, and the people around the world have need of our prayer of relief. And this
amen.
Day, there are millions of people around the world stand in great need for heaven,
amen.
Having the gospel of Christ being the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now,
amen.
They want to see, is the Bible real? And they want to know, can the Bible declare itself to be the same as it was in the day of Jesus, in the day of Daniel and Moses and Elijah? They want the question answer. Let's see was the same God of Moses and Elijah or Abraham and Isaac that he speaks today. Because people are looking for reality. You know, they're looking for the reality. The reality. You know, they want to see when they smoke that reefer, will it do what it? When they smoke that reefer, they're looking for it to do something with it, right?
Amen.
They're looking for it to produce something, right?
Amen.
And when they get through smoking that reefer, and later on in their life, they found out it had a touch of death in it. And they thought it was the death of a life, but that when they got through with the reefer, it looked like, it sounded like, but it had a touch of death. So people are looking, searching for something that will make a difference. And the devil is always standing on a corner and to make sure you get his touch. I said evil is always present when good is at work.
Amen.
All right, then. Thank God for the opportunity to prove that the devil is a liar and that Jesus is risen and that he is alive today.
Yes.
We are the children of the Son of God. We are the redeemed.
Thank you,
Jesus. So we don't have time fighting one another. We got an enemy that needs all our attention. We don't have to fight one another. We got an enemy we need to really be fighting. So,
for
the Christians of the world today that believe in the risen, the blood-washed deliverance of Jesus Christ, don't have to fight one another.
Yes,
if you
want to
fight, let me give you a real enemy that you can really focus on. So if you're Christian today, if y'all haven't got anything to do, I got a lot of people that need your attention.
Amen.
So, I said millions of people are waiting for your help.
Yes.
I said millions of people are waiting for you to prove your God to be the living God.
Yes,
so
Lord Jesus.
Quit fighting one another, flesh and blood, so much, and go after the real enemy. The real enemy. The real enemy.
Yes.
The real enemy. Can we say the real enemy? The real enemy.
The real enemy.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Wonderful Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes,
okay. Anyone would have testify, as they say, sing your song, or shout your shout, or give your dance. Anyone?
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I shout and give Jesus the glory because he's good. He's been good, not just today that he woke me up this morning, but I thank him and I praise him for what he's already done in my life. And for the children. And I just think and I pray that you know when 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, it's like I haven't got heard in the phone call, gotten in the phone calls and the bad news about anybody. And I just start praising the Lord. You know, on them, the children and different ones. Because, you know, the Lord will give you a name. He'll bring people to your face. People that you don't even know to pray for. And I thank and praise him that, you know, the Lord got me to a place now where it's really morning time when I go to bed. It's 1 or 2 o'clock when I go to bed. But when you're sleeping sometimes, you know, the Lord will wake you up. He will wake you up. Put somebody on your mind that you need to call up on the Lord Jesus Christ right there and then for him. And I just thank the Lord. I thank and praise him for all he's done. You know, I thank and I praise the Lord for the things that he has shown me that are happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Lord will show people. You don't even have to think and you don't have to guess about them because the Lord will show them to you. You know, people, we are human beings. And some people have the habit of trying to hide who you are. You cannot hide who you are from Jesus Christ. And I thank him for it. I thank him for it. I just know that to show you different people and who they are, and I tell you, it will cause them you know, because I was telling one of the sisters, when the Lord show you things regarding somebody else, he have already told that person. And I thank the Lord for it. And so we can shout hallelujah, glory to God for what I see them and for what I know he's going to do. And I give him glory for it because I know he's going to do it, but constantly let me know his word does not go out and turn him void. When it go out, it is going to produce, it's going to bring to pass, and it's going to put it to work. And I thank the Lord for it. I give him honor today and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. I just thank the Lord, you know, for today, because truly this is the day that the Lord has made. You know, I just truly thank the Lord Jesus, you know, for all the wonderful miracles, you know, that he has worked in our lives. And you know, if you just get away with the Lord and you can just be riding down the road and he'll just show you, I did it again. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He'll show you, I did it again. You know, without you even knowing it, without you even realizing it, I did it again. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
I just thank the Lord. I thank you for his grace. I thank you for his mercy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It could have been the other way around. But hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Once again, thank you for that.
Yes.
I truly thank you for
that.
Because Jesus is still is working miracles today.
Yes.
He's working miracles right now.
Yes.
See what he's doing. He'll just give you a glimpse. And just let you see, you know, what the Lord is doing. And I just thank the Lord for it. I thank the Lord for how he's been revealing to me about what he's going to do for the children, what he's going to do for that parent. You know that when he starts opening up your eyes to let you see something, he's going to do it. He about to do a work because you know what? He don't want these children to be destroyed. He don't want these parents to be destroyed. He don't want them to be blind about what is going on, you know, in the world, in the system, in the schools, in the home. He don't want them to be blind. And it's the Lord is going to do a great work in the life of the children. And I am praying for this little girl that's
in my
room. Her name is Janae. And I know that Janae was sick until on Friday. I knew she had missed a couple of days, and she normally don't do that. And that her mom took her to the doctor, and she's 7 years old, and she's a bad diabetic. And I'm telling you, as a thing rolls on the back of her neck, and she was having other problems. And I'm telling you, and she was a diabetic, and she just climbed and everything. Don't act like she's sick when nothing. Then no sweet little girl, and just pray for her. And I'm believing the Lord that he's going to give her a miracle. And thank the Lord.
Amen.
You know,
thank
what he's doing in this day and time. Because truly these are the days of miracles. He said that these are the Father, those that believe in him. And he's going to perform the miracle. Like Brother Lee was saying, like the shadow Peter. God is looking for the shadow. That when they just pass by, you know that they'll be healed. And they'll know that God has did something in their life and have saved their soul. And I truly thank the Lord today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I thank the Lord for his miracle working plan. I thank him how he just intervened in my life and how he touched me by the Holy Spirit. And I thank him how he blessed me and helped me through things like, you know, things that going on in my life and how I cry out to him, and how he hear my every prayer, he hear my every groan.
Yeah.
He hear my every groan. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
I just thank him, and I just love him. I just glorify
yes.
his name.
Yes.
I just lift up his name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He has blessed me so. He has blessed
yes.
me so. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That was someone else. I think and I believe that this
yeah.
is a year not only, but the time and the season of the supernatural hand of Jesus and Christ is going to be revealed like never before.
Amen.
Yeah.
I believe that Lord is raising a people from the end
yeah.
of the earth to show and reveal and manifest the supernatural miracle signs and wonders
yeah.
like it was Elijah.
Yeah.
The word Elijah means let Jehovah be God. And
Amen.
He is the living God. I think that the word Elijah means look for a miracle.
Yeah.
Look for a victory that's above the impossible. So
Amen.
Elijah was the demonstration and manifestation of who the living eternal one was. And so I look when Elijah is coming and he bringing a word. But one of the words is a restoration of the miracle working power. So
Amen.
When Elijah comes and restore all things, and he's coming and bringing a word, but it's all to us to turn to the God of the supernatural, the God
yeah,
of wonders,
yeah.
signs, and miracles. And so the spirit and power of Elijah means more than just one thing. But
mm-hmm.
let's tell the people today that this gospel of Jesus Christ being restored and bringing about a time of refreshing is
yeah.
the signs and wonders of Elijah of old. Would someone
yeah.
read the angel message in message 85 and verse 9. This is the word of the Lord by the messenger that has brought a word from the Lord God.
Yes.
And it says in message 85, verse 9.
Miracles are for witnessing and proof of God's power. Yet it is only God's flow and power to his own. And all that would be his of all nations, color, and kind, through the gospel of salvation of Christ Jesus, the everlasting and eternal one. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's read that again. Let someone read that again.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Let someone read that again.
So
miracles are witness and proof of God's power. Yet it is only God's flow and power to his own. And all that will be healed of all nations, color, kind, through the gospel of salvation of Jesus Christ, the everlasting and eternal one.
Wow.
Man.
That's
Amen.
A word for all seasons.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
Let's say that that's really true.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the word that the Father of our Lord Jesus has spoken in this generation. And he says and reaffirms what the Bible says. He affirms what the Scripture says. Now, let's link our hands together and make an agreement today that word is from the mouth of the living God. It affirms and reaffirms what the Bible says.
Amen.
That Jesus is not dead, he's alive.
Amen.
And he's fulfilling his word all of this generation. And that is the word to restore all things. Can we say restore all things? Can
restore
we say that Elijah comes to restore all things? The coming of Elijah, meaning that the same things yesterday, is the same Jesus is bringing alive in this generation for the world that would believe.
Amen.
So now, all of us today, come in perfect agreement to all the people in Mali, Africa, in Sudan, Africa, and Australia, and all the people in Ukraine that are looking for a miracle, the people that are crying out in East Africa, all the people in Northern Africa, all the people in Russia who are crying out for the supernatural eternal one, all the people in America who want to see his hand move, that we are believing, and we stretch out our hand to those that are listening, far and near and wide, that we are stretching out our hand at the word of the living God who said, miracle belongs to the people of God. Natural miracle of working of his wonders and his might to do the impossible. And he is available to do it today. And he's willing to those who are to believe, like in the days of Elijah. Elijah, the prophet of Israel, the Bible said he proved. I said Elijah the Tishbite was taken up in the heavens by the angels like a whirlwind while he lived. His word was as if God had spoken it. So let's stretch out our hands, because we dare to tell the devil that he's a liar, and that the problems that people are facing, there is a Lord and a God that can answer and meet their need, and he is alive right now.
Lord Jesus.
Let us agree in the name of Jesus the Christ, the risen Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
we
you,
are
Jesus.
Perfectly join our faith together.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
There are cries in the nations and the children and the widows and the orphans and the sick and the oppressed, the bound and the dying and the hopeless. We stretch forth our hands in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Stretch forth our faith and agreement and declare over them and over their cry, an answer from the living Christ to them that dare to look up and fall upon his name.
Jesus.
See the answer and solution for the miracle they need, and the answer for their cry. Jesus, we dare to believe. We declare to declare. We declare to speak by the Lamb of God risen. And heaven declares it, that he is, his word is the same. And therefore the miracle of God, and the miracle of his hand, the miracle of his work, the miracle of his mighty power, like in the days of Elijah, the prophet of old, has come in this generation. And we therefore speak and believe the word of the living God, that the miracle of God in these nations where there is a need, that the word of the living power shall be manifested. They will know that Jesus is Lord and Christ and the only deliverer. Thank you, Jesus. We are in agreement that miracles are witness and proof of God's power. And that's to his own. Of all nations, kindred, tongues, and people. Therefore, we say to you, in the name of Jesus, who is at the right hand of the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, who broke the bands of death, hell, and the grave, in the name of Jesus, who walked in sorrow, the blind, the deaf, and the dumb, and raised the dead, that his word is powerful and miracle today. And we say yes to you in agreement. In Jesus' name. That the devil and demons and the oppressors shall loose the captives and let them go. We declare it, the word of the living God, that the sick, the lame, the oppressed go free. Go free. Go free. In the name of Jesus. Go free. Go free. Go free. Go free. Go free.
Go free in the name of
Jesus' name.
Go free.
Go free. And the blood redeems you from sin and death. And the blood makes you alive. Go free. Go free. Go free.
Go free.
Go free.
Go free.
Go free.
Go free.
Go free.
Go free. Go free.
Go free. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. That you would breathe on them. And all those that in Missouri, Lord, that we spoke of, that you would pass their way and breathe on them this miracle. We believe you. We trust you. We declare it.
Yes, Lord. We declare it, Lord. We declare it.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Do you know? Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that Jesus said to the woman that came to him, and she declared that the crumbs fall from the table, on not the door, where they're receiving the crumbs. And Jesus is telling her, woman, thy faith has been great. And so even the crumbs for the unworthy.
Hallelujah.
So
Hallelujah.
Jesus declared healing is the children's bread.
Hallelujah.
That it is the children's bread. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
This is a year of supernatural miracles of the living Christ.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Is a year
yes,
that word comes to pass as it was in Elisha. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Now,
thank
as
Lord,
we go on, we say to these nations, to these mothers, and to these
thank
people
Jesus.
Who are crossing the border.
Yes, Lord.
Who are looking for asylum and running to America.
Yes, Lord.
But we say to you,
Lord Jesus,
that you don't necessarily have to run anywhere. You can stay where you are and come together and gather together.
Yes, Lord.
And come as a group before the Lord Jesus and command the devil to let your land and your village go free.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And take
Hallelujah.
Dominion and take authority of the land that you're in. If
Amen.
My people would have called
yes.
by my name, will humble themselves and pray, 2 Corinthians,
yes,
whatever
Jesus.
Land and nation you that you're oppressed in, if you don't
yes,
have
Lord.
To come to America, America can come to you with the gospel
yes.
and give you the solution
yes,
where you are in every place. And
yes,
victory
Lord.
Over the oppressor. So we
yes,
thank you
Lord
that he
Jesus.
If your people, whoever land you are, if two or three or four of you will come together and fast and pray and cry out and command
yes,
deliverance
Lord.
Over your land. Jesus
yes,
has
yes,
promised.
Jesus,
Jesus
yes,
has
Lord.
Promised.
Yes,
he will
Lord
work
Jesus.
A work Yes.
Oh, yes.
He will work a work. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Well, we're glad to share with you today. Tomorrow is another day the Lord prepares us. We hope to be with you tomorrow. And Sister Anderson and Sister Stella and Helen will be bringing a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Love you wherever you are.
Amen.
Love you wherever you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank God for the blessed word of God today. And as my brother said, we will be back tomorrow at 7 p.m. with another broadcast. So once again, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and we love you all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless.